Nicole Robinson sighed as she fit her key into the lock of the big old Victorian house at the end of the block on East Juniper Street. It was a grand old mansion, a real fixer-upper project, and she and Gil had been going to do just that. They'd had so many plans, from remodeling the kitchen and bathroom, to stripping the paint from the gorgeous old wooden banister and varnishing it to a high gloss. It was going to be their dream home, a place they could grow old together. Only Gil never got a chance to grow old, Nikki whispered to herself. Not nearly. Her husband had been struck with lung cancer when he was only 38, an especially fast-moving kind that metastasized in the space of weeks. He had gone from having a bad cough that wouldn't go away to lying in a hospital bed inside a month. A month after that, he was gone. Stop thinking about it, Nikki told herself as she turned the key. It's been 7 years already. Stop tormenting yourself. But she knew why Gil was on her mind. It had been 7 years since his death, all right. 7 years to the day. Though she knew it was morbid, the awful anniversary wouldn't leave her mind, which was probably why she'd been distracted at school today. Nikki taught AP English at Wolverton High, and normally her job was her solace and her joy. But today she'd barely been able to pay attention to the senior poetry essay presentations. She still had a stack of them to grade in her briefcase, which would probably take her several days to plow through. Well, at least it's spring break all next week, she muttered to herself. Although what idiot down at the school board had decided to make spring break the first week in March, she didn't know. Normally, it might have started warming up, at least a little by now. Wolverton, North Carolina, sat at the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains, but it was far enough south that spring came fairly early. This year, however, winter was hanging on with a death grip. Far from warming up, there was snow in the forecast next week. It was enough to make Nikki wish she'd taken her sister up on the proposed family trip to Disney World in Orlando. But she hated feeling like a third wheel, or in this case, a fifth wheel, when she went with Jenny and Ted and their two adorable kids. She loved her niece and nephew, but being around them reminded her of everything she'd lost, everything she would never have. She and Gil had tried for kids of their own, of course. Tried for years. But Nikki had a severe kind of endometriosis, which had gotten so bad she had to eventually have a partial hysterectomy. After that, they'd talked about adopting, but just as they were really getting into the process, Gil had started coughing and then... Stop it, Nikki told herself in a low, fierce voice, brushing angrily at the tears that had somehow leaked down her cheeks. Does everything have to lead back to that? Just stop it, Nikki. She pushed open the door and was greeted by a joyous bark. Max, she exclaimed, getting inside and pushing the door closed with a foot, while she caught the big bundle of fur in her arms. Max was a rescue, part sheepdog, part Alaskan Malamute, and part horse, as her sister Jenny liked to joke. He was 150 pounds of pure protective love, and he never failed to make Nikki feel better, even on her darkest days. As he licked away the tears, she felt her heart melt a little bit. Oh, Maxie, she whispered, kneeling down so she could put her arms around his thick neck with its shaggy ruff. You don't know how glad I am to see you. He whined softly and licked her cheeks again, as though asking what was wrong. Just a rough day, Nikki told him. You know how it is. This is the 7th year since Gil. Since he had to leave me. She sighed and straightened up, stroking her dog's huge head. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't come into my life. I'd be lost without you, boy. Max barked softly and leaned against her legs, nearly knocking her over. Nikki gave a surprised laugh and steadied herself against the wall, but she knew her dog was just trying to cheer her up.